he has in helping all of us on these days. It's just the way we have come, the shul has come to celebrate, commemorate, appreciate Tisha B'Av as we struggle with the kina, struggle with our distance, as Rav said a number of times, the distance we are from Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a chizik to me. As the Rav did, I just wanted to go through a little bit of the structure of the kina. There's a number of interesting aspects that Claire puts together here. This again is the Nether Atbash, the Aleph Beis, with the Aleph Beis Gimel, and then the second letter is the opposite, the Tav Shin, Resh, all the way through. This actually goes through, as opposed to the last kina that it stopped in the middle. This goes through the entire Aleph Beis back and forth. Another aspect similar to the first kina is every word Echa of the stanza, Echa, Bala, Geda, Dara, it's the first word of the same stanza in the second parak of Echa. So if you look back at the second parak in Megillas Echa, you'll see the first stanza being Echa, and the second stanza beginning with Bela, and the second, third stanza beginning with Gada. So he compares, connects the Megillah to this this kina. Another element that I noticed on many of the keynotes is the last words of each line, they're rhythmical. I mean, not only do they rhyme, sometimes they're the same thing. In the first, Ishlichu, Nimlichu, Nimlichu, Telechu, Ivusam, Avasasam, Lahavisam, Beitam, they go through and you're able to connect all the words at the last, at the end. And he does this, Haitin does this, many and many of the kinas. Perhaps explains the difficulty of the wording of the Lushan, because it's poetry. It's poetry with obviously tremendous tofen. In this particular kina, there are two elements that are quite interesting. One of them is the Paitan switches tenses from first tense to second tense to third tense. So in the first line, Echa Tifarti Mirosho Sai Shlichu, Rav was lamenting how his crown is being thrown off his head. In the second, with Bela, in the second stanza, as it were, Bela Shafatai, the Moatzot Ibusam, is really Yisrael speaking about how Hashem has gotten rid of Yisrael's judges. And then in the third stanza, the Gada Rome, Karnam, it's in the third person now. The Kadosh Baruch Hu has cut down in the pinnacle of their pride, and it switches back and forth and back and forth throughout the whole kina. Again, as we just spoke in the last kina, the confusion that's going on. Who is speaking and where is it coming from? Where are we looking towards? It's an affortion. In this sefer, I have either explained that it's one of the explanations, it's the same person, just so confused, so milbalbel in terms of how to look at it. You look at it from Hashem's perspective, from our perspective, from the third person perspective, going back and forth. I think the main theme in this one, though, is in the last line of each stanza. You can see, Ibechukosai Telechu, of course, that's coming directly from Bechukosai, and Bechukosai is interesting as in that the beginning of the Bechukosai are the brachos. If we do a Kadosh Baruch Hu ask, then we get all these brachos. And it goes through, we'll see where it switches. But the first whole part of the kina is you would it looks just on the outside that we're giving the bracha, but it's the exact opposite. The Paitan is showing how, because we have moved so far from Hashem with our veros, that the brachos that we are supposed to get turned into klolas. The bracha is actually switched into a klola. So if you look at the second let's say the first stanza, Echa Tifarti Meroshosa Yishlifa Ketrofu, they've thrown the Tiferet from Hashem's head, and then the Kisei HaKavod, Selam Yimlichu, in front of the Kisei HaKavod, that Selam, this idol, they worship, the Chalam Tanai Asher Chaza Yimlichu, they defiled the Tanai, the conditions that the Nevi'im said, Im Venam, Im Bechokosai, that even though, because Baruch Hu was saying, Im Bechokosai Teilechu, that's what we should do, but nevertheless, see what we have done to Hashem. And although we have the ability to have the bracha, look what we have done. We have wasted that bracha. We have thrown it away. Just as a note, these Lama Tarabino Elai Kochem, all of these are psukim in Nevi'im. There's a machlekes whether they appeared in the whether they appear throughout the king. They kind of don't actually fit. Machlekes whether they're part of the Kina from the earlier part of the Kina, maybe another version. The second stanza, Bela Shoftai Me Ben Moetzot Idusam, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, now again switching back to Israel, looking that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has swallowed up the judges, our judges, because of their perverted advice, because of what they had obviously not follow the way the Torah wanted. Panim histir mehem kasher avas asam, that the Torah again being hastir panai, he removed his countenance from them, again from Israel, because of the perverseness, the avarice that they had done. The yomar la'avak mitram lahavitam. This lahavitam, this comes from actually from, it's a remez from Pasuk and Dvarim, Kisavo, that he changed their rain into dust, and the dust was meant to frighten them, to wake them up, to wake us up, and realize what we're doing. Chalaf nesanti gishmechan biitam, and it's Chalaf. He switched again. He switched over the bracha nesanti gishmechan biitam. That bracha he switched and made it turn into dust. Again, through our averos, he's showing us that what we have lost. The Rav spoke about realizing what we have lost, what we don't have. And these brachas that we're here to Mekayim, because of the averos that we do, these brachas aren't going to, have not been Mekayim. Think about that, obviously, these days. And the fourth sentence, Dera Kamto Bekila Becheretz, his bow, metaphorically, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's bow, he destroys completely. Karbar Barzel, Ikar Shmei Eretz, like Barzel, the Kadosh Baruch Hu closes off the Shemayim like Barzel, like iron. Bratzani Shalosh Yisrei Peretz, this refers to the Yevanim when they came to Beis Mikdash, there's a sareg, a fence that is part of the Beis Mikdash. People who are Tamei and the Goyim are not allowed to go past this fence, and the Yevanim broke 13 places in this wall to show their anger, as it were, that someone should stop them. See, verse in the third, these 13 pratsim, these 13 openings. Tachas and Asati Shalom Ba'aretz, again, Keneged, the bracha, Asati Shalom, I wanted to give you Shalom, Keneged that, you have the Yevanim, you have Ramim, the destruction that takes place. Starting from Ches is where we... Starting from Lamed is when we then turn back into the close, and then actually the Rukhu then lines, the last lines, the Imlo Tishma'u. It starts, the first part is all the brachos, and you can even read through and you see the brachos, each one. And then all of a sudden now we go back to the Imlo Tishma'u. If you don't listen, the Mechlokosei Timasu, and if you're destructive, if you don't pay attention to my chukim, afani ase zois, and it goes through the different clothes, the different punishments, the whole kina as these kinas are, take different aspects of the destruction, of the pain, of the suffering, of the Shvach who is taking away his love for Klal Yisrael. We hope, I look for at the end of the kina some glimmer. What will be, like some kind of nothing with some kind of compassion. It's not there. The end. Echa Yashva Habatzela Sharon, Shvahu laments of the rose of Sharon, Sharon, the rose of Chavetzelas, the Sharon that is talking about in the Shir Shirim. We're sitting here, we're on the floor, we're weeping, we're crying, we're completely separated from Hashem. We're supposed to feel the pain, the suffering. You know, in this modern society, we always like, you know, the movies, there's always like, you know, nice end of the movie. But we obviously be davening, we know we have the tough and struggle. But now we're crying. Now we're crying. Now we're feeling. Now we're feeling our separateness from Hashem.
Eight foot to five people around, please.